Okay, let's dive in. Today, we're unpacking something that touches nearly everyone who takes photos: photo editing. We all snap pictures, capture moments, but what happens after the shutter clicks? That's where the possibility of truly transforming an image comes into play.
Right. Think of the initial photo as the raw ingredient. Editing is the cooking, the seasoning, the plating. It's where you elevate that ingredient into a finished dish.
And our source for this deep dive is fascinating. It's drawn from excerpts of a website by a digital photography educator who really lays out their approach, explaining why editing is essential and outlining specific pathways for learning the craft.
Yeah, it's quite structured.
So our mission in this deep dive is to understand the fundamental importance of photo editing, get a real sense of the incredible creative potential it unlocks, and then explore some concrete ways you can actually learn these skills, pulling insights directly from the structured offerings presented by this educator. If you've ever looked at a photo and wondered, like, how did they do that? Stick around. We're looking at how editing turns a good capture into a great image and how you can start making that happen yourself.
What's striking, and the source emphasizes this right from the start, is how rarely a photograph is perfect straight out of the camera.
Right. You always think maybe it is, but.
Almost never. It almost always benefits from some level of editing. It's not about fixing a bad photo necessarily, it's about refining a good one to realize its full potential.
It's less about fixing and more about finishing, right?
Yeah.
Like the digital equivalent of selecting the right paper and chemicals in the darkroom days.
Precisely. That's a great analogy. And the range of impact is huge. Sometimes it's simple, almost subtle tweaks that make a massive difference.
Like what?
The source mentions things like cropping, which might sound basic, but strategically removing distractions or changing the aspect ratio can entirely refocus the viewer's eye and strengthen the composition.
Okay, composition meaning.
That's deciding what elements are in your frame and where they sit to tell your visual story most effectively.
Got it.
Or adjusting exposure, which they describe as adding light and life, just a little bit of brightness or contrast can make an image feel vibrant instead of flat.
So even those seemingly small adjustments can really punch up an image.
Absolutely. They are foundational. But then, as you get more comfortable, the potential just explodes. The source talks about more advanced techniques, like cleanly removing distracting elements from the background so your subject truly stands out.
Oh, yeah, getting rid of that random person walking by.
Exactly. Or even manipulating light, perhaps making your subject a bit brighter or moodier than the rest of the scene. It's like having a digital spotlight you can place exactly where you want it.
That's where it sounds like you move from refining what's there to actively shaping the image's reality, kind of creating the mood.
Exactly. This is truly where you take what you captured and start to, well, polish it up into something stunning, something that reflects your vision. As the source puts it, it's the difference between a good image and a great one. It's taking that potential you saw when you pressed the shutter and bringing it fully to life.
Okay, so we get why editing is important. It's not an optional extra. It's part of creating a finished image, from simple tweaks to, significant transformations. That naturally leads to the question, how do you actually learn to do this? The world of editing software can feel huge and, frankly, intimidating.
It really can. So many tools, so many buttons. Where do you start? The source is great here because they acknowledge there's no single hard and fast rule about where you have to start. They position themselves as guides, offering different paths depending on your starting point and goals.
It's like they've mapped out a few different trails you can take on this editing adventure, as they put it.
Kind of, yeah.
Let's look at the options they lay out in the source material.
Okay. They offer several distinct ways to engage, designed for different levels of familiarity and different learning styles. First, for someone who just got Lightroom, maybe feeling a bit lost, and wants to get images in and out without reading a whole manual.
Which is most of us probably at first.
Probably. They have the Adobe Lightroom Getting Started video series.
This sounds like the immediate help button, like, just show me what to click.
Exactly. It's designed for instant access, focused on those core practical steps you need right away. Importing your photos into Lightroom, navigating around in the software to find things, and then exporting or getting images out for sharing or printing.
The in, around, and out, as they say.
That's the phrase they use. And the source is upfront about this. It's not meant to be a deep dive into editing itself, but specifically to get you comfortable with the tool and its basic functions so you can actually use it. It's self-paced, just 4 videos, and once you have it, it's yours to revisit anytime you need a refresher on the basics.
perfect for building that initial confidence and getting past the first hurdle of just opening the software. Feels less scary.
Then they mentioned their Lightroom workshop.
Okay, different format.
This is a different format offered a couple of times a year. It's presented as a targeted in-person introduction. It's particularly useful for people who haven't taken their more in-depth courses but want to dip their toes in.
And having that in-person guidance can make a big difference when you're first learning software, I think, being able to ask questions right there.
Absolutely. What's interesting about this workshop, based on the source, is that they highlight Lightroom's capability, not just as an editor, but as a powerful workhorse for organizing your entire photo catalog.
Organization.
That's huge. It's a massive part of managing your images that often gets overlooked. Learning to organize as you learn to edit is incredibly valuable. Saves headaches later.
Definitely. Okay, so we have a quick video series for getting started and an in-person workshop for a more structured introduction, including organization. What about getting into the actual craft of editing more deeply?
That's where their sequential photo editing course series comes in. This is the main pathway, broken down into three parts. Photo editing 1, 2, and 3.
The deep dive courses.
Pretty much, yeah.
Walk us through that progression. What does photo editing 1 cover?
PE1 is about establishing the foundation within Lightroom. It covers setting up the software efficiently for your workflow and refining that import, navigate, export process so it's clean and makes sense.
Getting the workflow down.
Right. And crucially, you learn the basic editing tools within Lightroom, the fundamental adjustments like exposure, contrast, color balance.
The stuff you'd use all the time.
Exactly. The things needed for almost every photo you'd want to share or print. It's about gaining core control.
Building that essential skill set. And photo editing too, what happens there?
PE2 builds directly on PE1. You move into more advanced functions within Lightroom itself, but this is a key step. It introduces how Lightroom integrates with Photoshop.
Okay, now we're talking Photoshop.
Yep, you start learning basic Photoshop tools, and importantly, they tackle file management head on at this stage, making sure those awesomely enhanced images end up where you expect them to be.
Point resonates. Why is managing your files so critical when you start combining software like Lightroom and Photoshop?
Oh, it's crucial. Because you're often creating new versions of your images, maybe sending a file from Lightroom to Photoshop for specific work and then bringing it back.
Right. You could end up with like 5 versions of the same photo.
Easily. Without a clear system, it's incredibly easy to lose track of your original file, your edited versions, or end up with multiple confusing copies. Learning good file management here is essential for avoiding frustration and, you know, protecting your work as you start doing more complex edits.
That makes total sense. It's part of the workflow, not just the fun editing part.
It has to be. And then photo editing 3.
The final frontier.
Sort of.
Yeah.
That's where you really dive deep into the capabilities of Photoshop. The source calls it the power tool of photo editing, and rightly so. It can do incredible things that Lightroom just can't.
But with great power
comes great responsibility, right?
Yeah.
The source cautions that, like any power tool, if you don't use Photoshop well, you can definitely make a mess of an image. So PE3 is focused on learning to use that power skillfully.
How do they approach that? Making sure you don't, you know, ruin your photos.
Well, they explore how to push the envelope a bit, meaning going beyond basic adjustments, but doing it without going over the top.
I mean, that balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The philosophy they emphasize is that skillful editing should be a whisper rather than a shout.
Oh, I like that. A whisper rather than a shout.
Yeah. It shouldn't scream, "I was heavily edited." Instead, it should subtly enhance the image to tell the story you intended, often in a way that feels natural, even if the changes are significant. Achieving that subtlety takes practice.
Which brings us to the final piece of their offering, the tweak and toast sessions. This sounds like where that practice happens, like lab time.
Exactly. They describe these as the lab session for photo editing. They're held monthly in the evening. The source points out that while you can learn how to use the tools in the courses, learning when and why to use them takes time and practical application. And these sessions are designed for that.
So you're not just learning button pushes, but decision making, the art part.
Yes. Exactly. You look at unedited images, your own or others, and explore the potential hidden within them.
Interesting.
What's fascinating here, and something the source highlights, is that for many images, there's no one right answer for how to edit it.
Right. It's subjective.
Very much so.
Yeah.
The best approach depends on the story you want the image to tell and on how you want to express your artistic vision. These sessions are where you apply the technical knowledge from the courses to develop that artistic eye. and turn images into what they call stunning works of art.
Looking at this whole picture, the quick video start, the workshop, the three-part course series, and the monthly practice sessions, it really feels like a comprehensive ecosystem for learning, doesn't it?
It does. They've clearly thought about the progression. They've created pathways designed to take someone from just getting comfortable opening the software through building a robust technical skill set in both Lightroom and Photoshop.
Right.
And finally, into the crucial ongoing practice of making artistic decisions and refining their vision.
Understanding these different options helps you see that there's a structured approach to learning photo editing rather than just feeling overwhelmed. You can really choose your editing adventure, like we said, based on where you are and what you want to achieve.
Absolutely. And connecting this back to the bigger picture, what this educator's approach highlights is that photo editing isn't just a technical skill. It's fundamentally about creative expression.
Yeah.
It's using these powerful digital tools deliberately to tell your visual story and apply your unique artistic vision to the images you capture. It's about taking those practical steps and transforming them into art.
This deep dive gives you a clear understanding of why photo editing is such a vital part of photography today and shows you several structured ways you can learn and practice it, drawing directly from the approach this educator outlines. It's quite practical.
And the source makes it easy to get more information. They mentioned their website is the place for details on all these programs, and they're genuinely accessible if you have questions.
How so?
You can reach them by email or phone at 603-673-8820, and they state simply, they love helping people, which is nice to hear.
That is nice. Okay, so here's a thought for you to sit with after this deep dive. Think about an unedited photo you have right now. Maybe one you feel has potential, but just doesn't quite, you know, sing yet.
Mm-hmm. We all have those.
Right. Based on the concepts we've explored today, the simple adjustments, the idea of composition, managing light, or maybe that goal of a whisper, not a shout, what one editing concept might you try exploring on that specific image?
Just one thing to start.
Just one thing. See if you could help it tell its story more powerfully, or maybe just bring your artistic vision for it a little bit closer to life.